Gavin, is it yourself?
Good morning, Marty Whelan. How are you doing?
My God, Gavin. I believe you're in Brussels, I'm told, reliably.
I am in Brussels.
Have you joined the European community? Have you become a minister or something? Are you over there? What are you up to?
If only. Imagine that.
Imagine that. You'd give them a run for their money, I bet you.
I certainly would. I'd set them straight.
You would, for sure. But listen, Gavin, you're in Brussels. You're not necessarily going for the Parliament, but you are continuing to work. How are things in Brussels from a COVID point of view? What's your situation? What's it like for you?
Well, Marty, I'm over here. I'm singing the role of Don Gasparo in Donizetti's La Favorita at the Théâtre Royal de La Monnaie, which I'm hugely excited about, very grateful to be in this position. It's been a tough year, as you know, for Irish artists and Irish opera singers in general. And it's really nice now, in a way, that I'm sort of savouring this small victory, as it were, to be able to get back up on the... back up on the European horse, as it were, and strut my stuff on stage again. I'm so grateful to be in this position. But Brussels is, as far as COVID is concerned, is not too unlike what we're experiencing in Ireland.
Right.
I have to say the Opera House here are fantastic. They are testing us like there's no tomorrow. We get tested twice a week in rehearsals. I was tested twice in quarantine as well. I had to come over here for 10 days prior.
And all good?
After rehearsals. All good, thank God. And you have to, you know, it's FFP2 masks only in rehearsals and things like that. It gives you great security because you start to feel like you're being really well looked after. And it's sort of all going towards this whole sort of trajectory of where there's a will, there's a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, God, the last few days have been such a tonic, Marty. I mean, to be in rehearsals, to be listening to the fantastic orchestra. I mean, it's a world-renowned orchestra here in Brussels, the Orchestra of La Monnaie. You know, lushing out the wonderful strains of Donizetti's La Favorita is just, I can't actually put it into words how incredible the experience is. And you know what, Marty? I took so much for granted before COVID.
Of course, didn't we all?
Don't get me wrong. Like, throughout COVID, like, I've been essentially a jack of all trades. Like, if there's a guttering that needs cleaning or a child that needs teaching, singing, I'd be the one to do it. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
So, like, to come back now and to be in this position where, you know, I'm sort of back doing what I do best. It's just incredible. I'm sort of savouring every last moment.
Of course you are. And tell me, how many people involved in the production that you're doing there?
Well, I suppose there's seven in the cast, all Italian, apart from yours truly.
Right.
And I suppose there's 40 or 50 in the orchestra. The chorus parts are pre-recorded because obviously having choir together is... that brings its own set of obstacles as far as COVID is concerned. So they've pre-recorded the chorus bits of... from the chorus at La Monnaie, so that's the way that they're operating it, and we'll be doing live stream performances from the 12th of March, which is a sort of a kind of a poignant day when you think about it, because God, I remember 12th of March last year, Marty. I was driving down to Dublin to do a concert at the National Concert Hall. We were doing a recital of the Irish Language Art Song Project, and I literally drove up to the gates of the concert hall, and I pressed the intercom for your man to let me in, and he says everything is cancelled, and I kind of went, oh, all right, and I kind of, you know, just didn't think much of it, drove home, and of course, as the days wore on, as the weeks wore on, as the months wore on, the utter decimation of, let's say, my diary and everybody else's diary in the industry just ensued from then on. So for this now to be taking place,
yes,
I suppose, like, if you can bring Irish people and Italians and put them in Brussels and put on an international caliber show, it's a green shoot. Do you know what I mean?
That's
kind of like, okay, there's a crack on the horizon. If that makes any sense.
No, it's totally totally sensible, and that's the joy of it, because you're so right to pinpoint that date and say, do you remember? Because we all do, when literally everything stopped.
Exactly.
And now you have this opportunity, which is wonderful.
Exactly, and I guess it's a sort of a... Look, we're by no means out of the woods, and there's a long road
ahead
of us yet.
No, no, no.
But the thing is, we're taking steps, incremental steps all the time, and every step forward back to normality feels like a massive victory, given the context of what we've had to sort of endure over the last year.
Exactly.
I have to say, Marty, you guys at Lyric FM have been incredible. You have been absolute, not just, let's say, I mean, the amount of people that have flocked to you to sort of, for that solace, for that joy, but also for what you've done for Irish artists, is, you know, and I've said this to so many people, while the spotlights of the stage were turned off, Lyric FM spotlight stayed firmly on Irish artists.
I know I speak
on behalf of everybody in the country in the same position as me when I say a big thank you for that.
Well, thank you for noting it. You're very kind. It's what we do. It's what we do. And it's what we do with a heart and a half. That's the other thing. Listen, we better have a listen to you. It's lovely to have Gavin Ring, the well-known tenor, on the programme. So it's only right that we play something. A little Torna Soriento, I think. What do you think?
Bit of Torna Soriento, absolutely. Why not?
Cheer us all up. Here it is. I'm chatting away to Gavin Ring. I was going to say late from Brussels, but of course he's there, full whack. It's a beautiful city, by the way, isn't it, Gavin?
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. It really is. And do you know what it is about it? Because I got out of quarantine last Wednesday and I was like a dog with a bone. I need to get out and I need to see this place, because all I could do was maybe go for a short walk and go to the shop before that. So I threw on the backpack and I just went on a ramble for maybe about 2 or 3 hours. And what What Brussels is, it's a little bit like Dublin in the sense that you'll be walking around and you'll be sort of saying to yourself, all right, yeah, this is grand. Next thing you'll turn the corner and you'll go, oh my God,
this is
absolutely gorgeous. And of course, I'd say I'll nearly have a stone weight put on with the amount of waffles and whole frites that I've been cooking myself here.
A fine fella like you, no one will notice that, but just stop. Listen, I know, Gavin, you have a lot of bits and pieces going on. Heaven help us. You're involved with Gerald Barry's Alice's Adventures Underground. That's the INO, isn't it?
That's right.
You're doing that. And when is that due to happen?
So that's due to happen in mid-May. And I'm all going well. I mean, I know the folks at Irish National Opera are looking at every available resource and opportunity for us to make that project happen. I know that they're in the background, they're working on a really set of ingenious ways to make it happen in a safe and practical environment. So I'm very confident that project is still going to go ahead. Obviously, a fantastic piece. We all know the story of Alice in Wonderland. That's the basic premise for it. And my part in it is a sort of a series of parts. So essentially I'm the lead tenor in it, but you're sort of thrown a whole load of roles. So like the White Rabbit, the White King, the Mad Hatter, a whole load of them at once. Like, so I'll be doing costume changes and it'll be
that sounds
and
great.
Gerald Barry's music, as we all know, is acrobatic stuff.
Like, yes, it
is. I'll have my work cut out for me. Any way that I put on here in Brussels, I'd be able to lose when I start production for Alice's Adventures Underground.
It'll fall off you like nobody's business.
That's it, yeah.
Now, the other thing is, Glyndebourne. Now, what's happening with Glyndebourne this year?
Well, I suppose like every arts organisation throughout the world, they're all looking for ways to make what they do happen. And Glyndebourne, I was supposed to make my debut with them last year. And they've sort of, again, like a whole range of arts organisations have reached out, I guess, to the people who lost the work and says, look, we'll bring you in here. We'll give you this, we'll give you that. So at the moment, I'm going to be covering the role of Ferrando in Così fan tutte. But what I'm really excited about is I'm going to be making my tenor debut there in the role of Giacchino in Beethoven's Fidelio, which was it was a cancelled show from last year's festival, which has been brought forward to this year.
But that means you're travelling.
It does mean I'm travelling, absolutely. Yeah. And I suppose, this is the God-blasted thing about this COVID, is that you can never make any definite plans.
No.
I mean, I was sort of humming and hawing about Brussels right up until the last minute until we actually got the actual green light. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas, and I'm sure it'll be the same now for the next while. Obviously, it looks as if things are going very well from a vaccine point of view in the UK.
It does, yeah.
That would stand to reason then that, certain things definitely should happen.
When is that supposed to be?
So I think I head out late June and I'm there then until in the middle of autumn sometimes. That should transpire. All going well, vaccine facilitated and everything else, and even ourselves at that stage should be in a better position with regard to those sorts of things as well,
No, but I mean, I'm just thinking, you've Glyndebourne, obviously Gerald Barry's Alice's Adventures, the bit of work out in Brussels, thank God, and then you're working with Vladimir Yablokov. At the last weekend of March. That's fantastic.
That's right. So 26th to 28th of March. So Vlad reached out there a few months back.
Great idea.
He wanted to do a few online concerts. And of course, he's been running them. I mean, they're in a way, he's such an entrepreneur. Do you know what I mean?
He is, yeah.
But as well, what's great is that he's now bringing in a whole range of Irish artists. And I'm very grateful to be one of them. Mm. And so 26th to 28th of March, you can book your own private concert with myself and Vlad.
That's right.
And if you go to my website, gavinring.com, you'll be brought straight to where you can purchase. There's a whole range of different options. But the best thing about these concerts is that you get to pick the program. You're in charge. You're in the driving seat. So, and then you'll have, there'll be a chat with myself and Vlad as well. And it's completely private. So whoever books it, it's
amazing
for them and them alone.
And listen,
Camille, cool.
Are you going to be with him or are you going to be elsewhere? Will you be together, the two of you?
We will be together, yeah, but I say in a very controlled environment.
Oh, I know.
Incredibly sort of it'll be a Zoom concert, as it were.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
They're ingenious.
They are, because he's invested in a whole load of really up-to-date technology, which makes the experience seamless. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And as I say, it's completely live, and you get that straight into your own living room, straight into your own kitchen, into your bedroom, wherever you are. You know, I mean, you could make it up. It's perfect.
No,
it's brilliant,
it is,
particularly
it is
for this day and age.
Well, listen, most people are sitting looking out the window thinking, what'll I do next? You're like an intrepid world traveller at this stage, for heaven's sake. It's unbelievable. You know, Jules Verne isn't in it. You're all over the shop. It's fantastic.
Oh, listen, but I'd say one thing. It's been... Like, don't get me wrong, it's been tough going at times being a musician in the middle of COVID and
with all the uncertainty. Yes.
But with what has happened, the instances where I have been able to make music, so for example, the COVID care concert series where I've been going around to care homes around the county of Kerry and performing with the mobile music machine, that has given me an opportunity even just to go home
and
social distance to see my own family, but also to do what I do best. I'm out here in Brussels now. This is another example of it. Having music in my life has given me that opportunity. Obviously, for myself, to get out of the house, but also, and crucially, and this is the most important thing, it's given me an opportunity when times have been toughest to reach out to people and to comfort people, to touch people in some shape or form, and to try and give them some bit of solace and you know, throw the arm around them and say, look,
we'll get
through this together one way or another.
That's exactly what it is, and that's exactly the way to do it. Well, listen, the best of luck to you, my friend. It is always a joy to talk to you. I was going to say, well done, Gavin, but I should really say, Don Gasparo, it's been great talking to you. I should give you your official title now, your new title.
Thank you very much.
I would hope
to be donning the hat of Fernando at some stage in La Favorita. That'll be my goal.
I know that. Listen, you're in always a joy, and we're going to finish off. I think Alfredo's Cabaletta. What do you think, Traviata, to finish us off?
Nothing like finishing an interview with Marty Whelan on a high C. So let's go for it.
That's right. The RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra at Brunchies O'Din doing the conducting. Gavin, you're a joy. Stay safe in Brussels, and we'll see you eventually. God bless you.
Thanks a million, Marty. God bless.
Not at all. A pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Avrai secolo vindice, pesante.